Good. Okay. So, so the idea with this discussion was to talk about Wikidata and research. So we could maybe talk about what have been our experiences around using Wikidata content to do research on it, or research on how people contribute to Wikidata, and maybe also talk about what we could do to improve the toolings and the platform to make doing such research easier. For example, if we need a platform to, let's say, just have an easy way to say, I want only to have data about people because I'm interested in this data set, and have a way to search the data set about people, or I need to do research on how people edit wiki data, so I want to have the edit history. What could we do for that, and so on? So it's up to you if you want to talk about things. What something that interests me is more or about tooling. So what we could do to make dataset creation from Wikidata easier. So for example, I'm just interested in doing. So I come from a very computer science background. So I use Wikidata as a dataset to as an example dataset, but I don't care about actual content. So what I'm interested in is mostly to get something like looks like real data, but probably people here are more interested in the actual content. So how do you do to retrieve data from Wikidata? How do you do to, for example, to filter out artifacts you don't want to have before doing statistics, for example, and so on. So if you want to talk about anything.
I think so. One aspect is indeed the data, but I think also what Wikidata provides the scientific community is an infrastructure, which is something that should be emphasized. Is before you have to maintain your infrastructure, it will take 80% of your time to do that, but Wikidata provides you some sort of infrastructure. That's one aspect to it, not just an idea, and that's a benefit. And we need to, I guess, we need to find to convince the community. The community about we need stories on not only the data, but what are the user questions that you can answer with Wikidata, what is the infrastructure, and I think those maybe not only focus on the data, but also on the questions and the benefits of Wikidata.
I've been working with paleoclimatologists, and they are only concerned about what are the benefits from them. So from our point of view, one of the main challenges at the moment is how can you facilitate users doing the queries that they want with the data, because even though the things have improved greatly, there is still a barrier for people that don't even know how to use wikis very well for annotating, how how can they query their data, right? And even when they spend a lot of time understanding how to annotate it properly, and even reach consensus on what are the properties that using annotate all their data together, they still find that whenever they have to issue a query, it's possible. So I think that one of the main challenges is how can we lower this barrier even more? So technology. And also, how to make explicit that once they put their data there, what are the benefits they get in terms of discoverability, for example. Still not clear, at least this is what they tell me, right? That they do all this effort, they put this data set, for example, and they describe it. But then, they don't see that their data set is more easily findable through Google, which is what they use, right? So maybe promoting adding like schema.org descriptions automatically from all these wiki data properties can be one thing that can be used to promote this discoverability of the data sets. I don't know.
My opinion would be, or one issue at least, is data completeness in certain parts. Like, I think for research, it's important for a researcher, when he wants some results or some statistics, to claim that these results are authentic and are complete, so that he can use it also for his research or for his scientific research. An example, for example, would be, if you would like to know, to have some statistic about scientific articles of a certain journal, and you have only 20 or 30% of them in Wikidata, it's a problem. You can't do much with that. So it's really like, if you, even not with all those institutes or institutions or journals, but at least with some of them, if there's really synchrony so that the data always updated to Wikidata, I know it's difficult, but at least most of it, let us say 90-95% is there. So you have results that you can claim that they are authentic and you can work with them.
I think I disagree with you there, in the sense that completeness is not so important. Because the reason you use Wikidata is not because you are interested in the data, it is because you want to interoperate between the resources. And then you go into both directions. So if you want to go complete, so you have a driving question, you send the driving questions in, and you always need to go back to the primary source where this data is coming from. Sorry there?
I said you're probably right, but if you go to the source, it doesn't answer your questions. Your Wikidata does.
Yes. So then I point to, for example, implementations, which is maybe sure, but I'm really fond of the using the talk about Fatame, because what Fatame does is it says it wants. So you might find out that you cannot get to the publications, and then you realize then you can use applications like Fatame to say, okay, I have this PMID. Is it in Wikidata? And what you post it to Fatame, and then what it does, it checks if it's in the Wikidata. If it is not, it's getting it and put it in there. So that's a different thing. So the data, you cannot get that question, but that's not the problem of Wikidata. That's to talk to the primary or a resource that they should become linkable.
I'm not sure if they really can answer questions like, or if they have the code to answer question like, how often was a certain word used in the label of in the name of the article? I'm not sure. Probably they have some abilities, but I doubt that they have like Wikidata has. Like, I think these are also important or interesting questions for a researcher, that he would like to know how often, based on those results, he can start his, you know, his work and or take some decisions that could be really very interesting. Yeah. But as I said, I see a problem is that if I know, like example is the journal IEEE. Most of the articles still not there. But I think if they have been there, I could do something with it. But only of some parts of it are there. So that's why I would say, well, I can tell you from what we have, this is the situation, but not in general.
I think I see some middle ground between the two positions here, actually. So there are some questions that you can't honestly address with just one single source or even a small group. That's really what Wikidata does enable beyond being an identifier hub. On the other hand, I also see we can't go for completeness entirely as a main goal. Otherwise, like Wikisite would have crushed Wikidata already, right? But what we can do to mediate that is think in terms of corpuses, pilot projects. Like, for instance, select one IEEE journal and then do that one complete. And then you can start exploring to what extent that actually helps you address those questions. And then if that is useful to anyone, you can explain much more easily to others, including the broader community, that it's useful to have more of that. That's the idea of the Zika corpus, for instance. Or if we don't want to go by journal, we could do, for instance, 1 year of something like Archive or PubMed or so. 1 year is not like the hundreds of millions, but it's still a sizable number. But then you can start really exploring what are the benefits of having completeness. And so for the Zika, I've tried it, and it has had lots of side effects. It seems to be useful to have that, but maybe the size of the corpus was not ideal. So, for instance, it has ignored all the other viruses around it. So we could have thought of a pilot that is much larger than that. On the other hand, since it was so small, it had appeal. It didn't disturb anyone, but it was useful. The art in designing a pilot is really finding the right size and the right like scope altogether. And this might be a journal, might be a year, might be something else, might be all or authors authored by Nobel laureates or something. That is another one that is kind of within reach, and nobody will question notability and things like that.
May I add just one thing? I think even if we had if the content for a certain period was complete, at least, so that I know for this year or for those years is complete, it would be also really a good thing. Like in this case.
So I wanted to add something. I think there is a point here, is that should we see Wikidata as basically a storage and compute platform, or as a corpus, as a knowledge base used mainly for general knowledge used by Wikipedia and interconnecting other sources of knowledge? If you go to the first version, yes, it makes sense to import corpus just to be able to process them, to do some processing on it, and importing them to Wikidata. But what is actually the added value of having them into Wikidata instead of having them in another tool done to do statistics, processing, data cleanup, to do a specific research on a specific corpus? And then instead of having something in Wikidata and then adding more and more data set in Wikidata, if you keep doing this way, there could be also a problem of sustainability of just data maintenance, not the problem of having biggest, fast enough code on the biggest enough servers, but how to maintain the data structure. So if we want to change something in Wikidata ontology and it means updating, let's say, 1 billion items, it could make things much more complicated. And how do you take care of, completeness is also a good example, about new data that should be added to the corpus to keep it complete. Because, for example, if you have a look at scholarly articles, if you import everything today, in 1 year, it's going to be not complete because you have missed the next year of scientific revisions and so on. And even I think that this is a quite simple case because probably the bibliographic metadata do not change. What about, let's say, corporations or politicians? It's something much more complicated. So I think there is in my opinion, using Wikidata as a compute platform is maybe not the best idea, because when you put it on Wikidata, basically, the Wikidata community is taking care of maintaining it forever. And so that's a huge commitment. So it could make sense to have, if you want to do Wikidata processing things, the ontology, the query service, it could maybe make more sense to have a specific platform for that, that is not Wikidata, that allows you to do your processing. And so here you could say, I import everything and then I do my thing and and you won't have to maintain it forever and so on. So, yeah, I think it's a discussion point.
We are a large group here, and there are certain voices that we have heard a number of times already, including mine. So please, the others, think about what you can contribute or what you would like to ask or so. So I had two things that I wanted to respond to. The first thing was actually probably the more important, but I already forgot it because I made this introductory remark. The second one is, I think we should try to think more in terms of those front ends, like Wikigenomes or what Catherine has shown us about the software, so that we make it easier for communities to actually include Wikidata into their workflow, sometimes even to the extent that they don't notice that Wikidata is under the hood. For them, it's just, well, that's how you do it, right? And that well, building such tooling would be really great. And it addresses your point about sustainability, because if those people have it integrated into their workflows and completeness is of importance to them, then they will keep it complete. If quality is important to them, they will care to take care of it. And then the main problem is addressing the potential disconnect between the Wikidata community and the research community. And that's why probably hiding that Wikidata is on the hood is not a good idea, but being somehow, let's say, active about it is probably the better idea. Yeah. Did anyone else have a comment now?
I agree to Daniel's comment, because when I started working on Wikidata, I had very big problem. Like, I wanted to work on them, but I didn't know how to start, where to start. And then slowly I discovered the projects, the computer science project, the informatics projects, and then I discovered software project, and then many other projects I understood. But I think as a newcomer, it was difficult for me in the beginning to decide what exactly I should work on. So for me, there is something that we need to look forward, or how can we attract the newcomers when they come to the platform? It's nothing like how it's some, okay, they are all hearing about Wikidata, that's for sure, because we are coming here in large numbers. But when they come, like we had in hackathon last 2 weeks before, they all were like, ah, yes, there is Wikidata, but nothing really happened in the sense that we didn't get any edits.
No, that but that is
was, for me. That's
you should
sad.
Be well. It was a specific case. We went to the XLDB, which is the extremely large databases, and we had to go on the audience, and it was a bit embarrassing because we had said Wikidata is so awesome. We have 40 million items, and then next before ours there were people who had 400 million
yeah,
galaxies,
yeah.
and the numbers was mind blowing.
Yeah,
it was
like, terrible,
was like they were. You didn't want to go into scalability discussions with them. I mean, that was problematic.
Yeah, right.
And then even when you tried in the hackathon, we tried to say, okay, we want to play with Wikidata, and then you tried to get, because I used to try to get research question to answer, and then so I learned a lot. I didn't know of the Messier numbers. So what are the Messier numbers? There was a guy who invented this number for solar systems, and that's now the identifier scheme for the different galaxies we have. So my first thought was let's go and just add some galaxies in, and then he just extracted his 400 million galaxies. It's like, no. And on the same page, when we prepared our slide, I mean, this is also maybe the point to put it on the table now. When we prepared our slides, because we had to give a slide that says, yeah, Wikidata makes sense in this audience of people who do extremely large databases. So we said, no, we are not big, but we're heterogeneous. But only to find out that we are even there not so heterogeneous anymore, because the numbers that are now add up is Wikisite, which is big, genes, proteins. So we're going towards the biomedical domain. So I think there are the challenges, is you indeed, you need the use cases, you need
yes,
the questions.
Exactly.
And the scalability, it was mind blowing there. I mean, if we want to include, there were actually 4 papers from biologists and from Ensemble, EBI, and nobody talked about Sparkle, nobody talked about LinkData, but they were really on the nucleotide level of doing research, and then we were like, yeah. We played a bit about kites if you could put kites in Wikidata and those things. But I think if you want to talk on research, scalability is certainly an issue there.
But this goes back to the comment that I just made. We need more of those, let's say, federated tools. If you put a billion stars into a wiki base that is not Wikidata, then that doesn't disturb Wikidata, and many of the benefits of having the data in Wikidata you can still get, and interoperability and also probably interoperability with whatever systems they have is something you can get. And so that's certainly something we could be exploring. I also think we could be exploring that with Wikisite or with the genes. It's just that at the time when the projects were started, the possibility wasn't there. And so this wasn't really an option. Otherwise, we wouldn't be where we are. But in the long run, I really think we have to think in terms of an ecosystem of domain-specific wiki bases that define granularity, that define workflows, and that are integrated with the domain-specific workflows. And then scalability is a per-domain thing, which is more easy to handle.
Adding to that, usually when you publish as a scientist some data fragments, you take responsibility for it. So you say, this is my data set, I guarantee it has certain properties and it is citable. And one issue with Wikidata is, if I upload it into Wikidata, it can be changed by anyone, essentially. So I might still have my citable fragment, but people might use something that they find on Wikidata instead. And I think that is a very good idea where you can come up with your local databases where you have procedural control over everything that's going on.
So, one answer to that, hello, there we go. Lydia had mentioned signed statements. I don't think that exists yet. No?
Not yet.
Okay, but that would address that question.
But what if someone changes a signed statement? Would that be possible?
Then it's no longer cryptographically signed. So it would still exist, but it would not be authentic.
Would it be parallel to the new state, to the change statement? Or what is the plan on this? Because
I don't really know.
I believe there is no specific plan yet. It's more a long-term project and something fixed. And I wanted to answer to Daniel. It's just an impression, not sure if it's true, but you are maybe reinventing the linked data things and the web of data, where you have different RDF platforms working together because you could merge things. But you are just using Wikibase instead of linked data. It's just a question I wanted to say. We're in this direction. It could definitely make sense, but is it a good idea to use Wikibase everywhere? Because it's probably very good for having a lot of people contributing on a small set of data, but it's probably never going to scale to, let's say, 10 of billions of items. So it could maybe make more sense to say Wikidata is mapped to RDF, so there is a lot of RDF tooling and research done out there. So it's, instead of thinking about Wikibase, you should probably just think about RDF linked data and so on.
In general, I actually agree. So I don't envision all of research or research infrastructure to be even useful for Wikibase. On the other hand, I do agree we need more of those Wikibase instances because we have research in so many different domains. And if you're an art historian or so, I don't expect you to interact with RDF like naked. It won't work. And so we need those platforms like Wikigenomes and like the software version of it that we just saw from Catherine to make the communities comfortable interacting with the RDF world. And for those who are already operating in that space, the extremely large or the linked open data folks, they know how to do that. But we want the rest of the world to join that, and they will need tools.
Yes, we definitely need easy to use linked data tools that you don't have to write your ADF by hand and or your own ontology, but it's still behind, and it's, you still want to get the interoperability thing with having to have, obviously, to deal with set up, let's say, a Blaze Graph database and so on.
Yeah, I think. Sorry. Yeah, I think one of the main feedbacks in that regard is that I've been in two presentations today that were where you, Performance basically said that they try to install their Wikibase instance, and they say that one of the main challenges they faced is that they had to write their own importers to basically do the bulk load of their content into their Wikibase instances. And well, we have faced this as well. So. If this has to be facilitated somehow, obviously.
I can add to that, and it's a promise I got today. So if you want to join us tomorrow, because there is a Docker image that will give you an empty Wikidata, Wikibase, WDQS, and... there is no session. It's that I can do it in 5 minutes, so somebody promised it to me, so tomorrow I'm getting my laptop, and I will... they're going to install it for me, so please... Okay, because I don't know how to do that, but if somebody can show me, okay, great. Just for completeness, the guys at XLDB were totally not aware of RDF at all. So there's also just a minor detail, but I guess also because their data set is huge, with the amount of properties they map is so limited that they might not even be worth the effort. But that's
so. Actually, this idea of having the individual Wikibase instances could also apply for the open data catalogs, right? I mean, that maybe also have diverse domains, but still it is related to a specific country or area or a region. So it could be an interesting solution to also have the people publishing data on only CSV files and so on having their own Wikibase instances.
Yeah, in fact, I think that small communities in general are less intimidated if they just create their own knowledge hubs rather than that, rather than just saying, "Oh, well, you're." Just putting your content in the eyes of everyone in this big community where you're going to be judged by everyone at the same time. Instead, if they put their knowledge, they create their knowledge hubs and then they try to build the links to other existing data, I think that's lowering the barrier.
And the challenge there is obviously building the community around that also. So maybe not. Probably there are also people working in Wikidata that can work in those local things. But then you also need to create your own community, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe also creating like an updated linked network is also another one of the challenges that could be worth having a look at.
Yep.
I'm not really big into this topic, but I'm just hearing and learning. But what worries me about this solution about creating an ecosystem of micro communities of topic specific is, okay, we gain in scalability and data maintenance, but maybe there's an issue with data visibility. How could we just manage this part?
A simple response could be to have a system of basically helping those Wikibase, and let's use Wikibase right now as a shorthand to address your question. It doesn't have to be Wikibase in the long run. Just right now, it's probably the best way to go about it. So to have some mechanism by which we help those Wikibase instances to grow, if they have any chance to get a Wikidata identifier for things in that. So there should be some criteria. And then if it is linked this way, then it's discoverable from the big Wikidata blob. and then we address that. And to your point of separating the community, I would say that doesn't actually apply, because the communities are separated now. And by having such an arrangement, we could actually bring them closer together. Right now, most researchers, they haven't heard of Wikidata, and they don't interact with it in any way that they notice. They still use Google, but they don't interact in a way that they contribute to Wikidata. And by bringing them into those workflows that are Wikidata aware, we bring them closer together, and we help them potentially become aware of other communities doing similar stuff, for instance, using similar software.
Just to follow up on that, the web in general is decentralized, right? So in, every big company is trying to put everything into their own silo, but I don't think that we as a community should do the same. And now there are initiatives, actually. I think Open Facts was one where several pharmaceutical industries were realizing that, hey, each of us are doing the same thing. Why don't we try to kind of collaborate and put our knowledge have connected together as a network. There is one in the States now that it's just starting, but basically Facebook is creating their own knowledge graph. Google is doing their own knowledge graph. Microsoft and Amazon, they are all doing their own knowledge graph. So they are starting to realize that they are just putting millions and millions of dollars in kind of doing redundant things. So maybe if they share part of the data, the one that is not mainly critical for them, they may all benefit, and the research community can also benefit from all this shared approach.
I don't know the others, but I came from Open Facts. All the data in Open Facts is in Wikidata now. So the namespaces are already mapped and labeled, just to comment to that. And I think that maybe becomes the point that there is no problem in Wikibase, but as a lazy researcher, I don't want to be bothered about it. Because when I started, I said the nice thing about Wikidata is it provides an infrastructure. And if we start creating Wikibase instances for every little domain, we're going back to the original situation that you have all these silos everywhere. We have to maintain it, and each group, each lab, each department have to maintain their own Wikibase instance. Having said that, and that was where, for example, we discussed this in this talk of Wikibase, there are situations where you could imagine when you have patient data or you have secret data that you cannot share, and that's where you want to have a Wikibase thing. But a solution as we're going to have, because we cannot scale up in Wikidata, we're going to make this island of different Wikibases. I think it will bring us back to the previous situation before Wikidata. So indeed, we should have maybe more hierarchical system that you have Wikidata in the core, and then on specific use cases. But I wouldn't be happy if we start having a wiki site, Wikibase, which I have to consult if I want to go into, or I have this other database that I need to maintain.
Yes, but we... Okay, so what I wanted to say is that even if you have multiple wiki bases around Wikidata, we could still do something nice on federation. So you should be able on your own Wikibase to use Wikidata property on items. And it's actually more or less what is implemented for structured data and commands. If you, for example, you could maybe talk with Daniel Kinsler about that. So the idea is that the structured data, metadata and commands is going to be on Wikimedia Commons, but it's going to reuse a Wikidata item and Wikidata properties. So we could use basically the same system on, let's say, this given instance of Wikibase. We could use P31 for type, and then could use all the taxonomy, and then you could also have a query service that is able to do federation calls to both Wikibase instances. Actually, if we want, we could even do a query service that has this main graph data from multiple Wikibase instances. There shouldn't be any big thing blocking this kind of stuff.
But I think that's a different issue in the sense that I fully agree with you. Then there's a different thing we haven't touched now is when you're saying, do we use Wikidata? We think of items, but what we haven't touched now yet is, do we use the Wikidata properties? And that can be totally independent of the ecosystem we now have. I'm experimenting with that now quite a bit. Is that I'm part of this FAIR initiative, and we have these bring your own data sessions. And when I said, when we do this modeling, they use proper ontologies. And at some point, it was so complicated that I just took the properties and encoded the data as RDF, but using Wikidata properties. So this is not running on a Wikibase system. This is not running but on a proper RDF on a normal Sparkle endpoint. And then you can really do the integration. My point just now was, if you say we need to make different Wikibase instances, you make the suggestion that you will have a parallel universe of different Wikidatas. And that's where I'm a bit concerned.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, to the extent that the data is in Wikidata, they those Wikibase instances should use that. It's just a point of granularity. If they want to map every tree in Berlin, Wikidata might not want to have that at a certain point, but it would still be useful to use a Wikibase instance to do that. And to the extent that the tree species, for instance, are known to Wikidata, they should map to Wikidata. Yeah. That's what we mean here. Yeah. Well, thanks for asking us to clarify. I'm aware that you're waiting to speak
something. I was just saying the same.
Okay, then let me add another thought in response to your question about the bias in the data. We haven't actually really discussed that. What would be a good distribution of content on Wikidata? For Wikipedia, they have done something like the 1,000 most important topics or so. For Wikidata, we haven't discussed this, and probably it would be more important or more appropriate to discuss the 1 million most important things or so. I'm not aware of anyone having thought along those lines. Once we have that, we can actually say, okay, you've imported so many scholarly articles, you've reached your limit, you have to wait until next year, or something like this. Could well make sense, right? But I haven't seen such a discussion.
I just have a question. Hello. I have a question so using your example right there. So if you have 4 million journal articles and Wikidata says no more journal articles, you have to put them in your own instance. How do you reconcile the ones that are already in Wikidata with the new ones that you add? And so if I do a query and I don't specifically federate it, I'm only going to get the ones that are currently in Wikidata unless I federate it, and then I will get both. So it becomes sort of fragmented. So
it is fragmented now when the data is not completely in Wikidata. And so the question, well, I don't say I advocate for this kind of stuff, but I think it's a useful discussion to have. I lost my point. Maybe it's getting late in the day.
Do you want a beer?
No, that doesn't help. Let's discuss something else.
I have one point, maybe just to complete my first point. I think we can learn from what Wikipedia did at the universities, involving so many people to work in their university projects. Well, it's easier, and many people do it in their lessons, and there's actually a big success to not there. And that was also the reason why I told my opinion in the beginning, in the way of how to motivate people, in my case, how to do really good research based on Wikidata where I cannot get anywhere else. These questions, then it's a good thing to start. But maybe, guys, you have another ideas also to let more volunteers come to this project, because I think this is also some kind of problem or a lack.
Can we address that one quickly? Who here is a volunteer on Wikidata?
And I was at a conference last year where somebody just started using Wikidata and he gave up. And he says the reason he gave up, and okay, I came engaging with him now to say just you need to have a thick skin, because he the term which he called the Wikidata Ayatollahs. And the Wikidata Ayatollahs. And that was his proof. He said these people are not trolls, they're really good, and then I propose this property, and it's really nasty sometimes, the discussion, and they just give up. And that's something we should really, this is not the only person that I've heard of, but my, it's a lot when I talk to people really getting to be, my response is just ignore it. I said, you just ignore it. Keep on going, trying to get more people involved, trying to get a discussion, though don't respond to the under the skin, under the belt commands. But I think this is seriously a problem when you try to get people in and they come up with this fantastic news property and they're being like the property proposal and it has merit. And, but then things go like, no, yes. And then this is stupid. And those kind of things. There was people even using the F word in some examples. And I think this is a problem. Well, not necessarily, but keep the negative, keep the person thing out, or just realize that some people might be newcomers or.
I must say in advance that I have never been a Wikipedian nor a wiki. I have contributed sometimes, also the same with Wikidata. But in Wikipedia, there was this thing, don't buy the newcomers. So it's not a new thing. And I think it's just a behavior that replicates in each platform. And well, the fact that it's something that it exists and it's understandable, it's probably in the human nature because someone is in their own environment and they see someone new just touching their nice little toy. But the fact is, what are the strategies we can use to address it? And it's not just, oh, like, just ignore them, because these people probably can block users who try to edit something. I don't know. We were talking in the collaborative ontology session, and there were people really vocal about the fact that some users were editing something and this, what they were editing was wrong. And it probably was. I'm not saying it was not. But it's, there's always the relationship, okay, these people want to edit something, what they edit is wrong, just block them or just let them know in a very clear way, which may scare people and after a while they just leave.
I don't know. One of the communities that I like a lot is the one from Stack Overflow. So maybe we can learn from them and implement, I don't know, like a karma system or something like that that could help filtering these kind of behaviors or prevent them.
Okay, changing the topic a little bit. In terms of research and gaining interest, I think that Scolia has been one of the best tools that helps me communicate to other people who don't yet know about Wikidata what the data looks like. And so thank you, Finn, for creating Scolia. And that those visualizations, I think I've seen a lot of researchers who were maybe skeptical about why I was spending so much time in Wikidata and why I'm advocating so much for Wikidata. But then when they see Scolia, they see more concrete picture of what this can be. And a tool like that, I've seen it take somebody from a big skeptic to, yes, I want to be a part of this, and wow, that is so cool, like very quickly.
I can underscore that. I just want to say that one of the things I forgot now is back in my mind. And that was to the question of if we had something like a limited capacity of bringing in scholarly articles or any topic into Wikidata, then first, this limit exists now. But one of the principles that I envision with this ecosystem is that at some point, once Wikidata is ready, then the granularity level can actually shift. So some contents from, let's say, the ecosystem, like, might move up one level when Wikidata, like, for instance, right now, Wikidata has an entry on every human gene. But if we say that at some point we want to have certain kinds of the variants of those genes in Wikidata as well, then we could just bring it out of our the gene variants Wikibase into Wikidata. And then, we don't have that engineered in any way yet, but that would address the... we had planned for an hour. I haven't looked at the time. Okay, I would like to use that opportunity. Well, it was him who organized the session, so I don't want to steal his time, but I want to make sure that everyone who is sitting here in the room has actually said something. And who hasn't said something, you know who you are. You can now raise your hand voluntarily, or I will raise it later on.
So one thing that I have been interested in for a long time is meta-analysis of various kinds. I've done that for within a neuroimaging where there's a very special kind of meta-analysis, but also done it for personality genetics. And I think that a meta-analysis could be a sort of an interesting avenue to go through, but we definitely need some kind of structure to record the result data in scientific articles in an appropriate way, so we can extract the data and do meta-analysis. But if we have that, we could do sort of online real-time updated meta-analysis on various kinds of data. So of course, the problem might be so when you do meta-analysis, you are very concerned about the quality of the included studies, and this might be difficult to handle in the way we structure scientific articles here. But so it might be difficult to reach the level of a Cochrane collaboration paper. But I think that there might be some opportunities to go along that way.
Perhaps even in new emerging fields where there is not a lot of data, we can have this from the beginning.
Sorry, I came late to Berlin, so I'm so exhausted. That's why I didn't talk in this session. I contribute frequently to the Wikidata, on Wikidata, especially in medicine. I'm data in medicine. So that's it.
So I guess I'm last. So for me in general, so I heard a lot of different things, how you can do research on Wikidata, which is, by the way, a really broad phrase. So research can be a lot of things from natural science, like physicists or mathematicians that do something like graph analysis on that or something. What I find explicitly interesting actually from Wikidata, the Wiki community things, is that there are communities and you can go in the direction of a social science thing, which is something bad maybe for some people in this room, but I actually think it's quite interesting to see how it's a collaborative ontology, knowledge base, whatever you would like to call it, and how a group of people develops how this thing, because everybody has a different understanding of the world, and the plan is actually to put it everything together and to come up with what is the thing that we would like to present in Wikidata. And this is something that is different from RDF. RDF is quite fixed, right, because you have facts, and facts are not, there's no ambiguity normally in facts. There can be, and this is normally considered as a fault. But in Wikidata, especially just through the qualifiers and the rankings, then you can somehow actually identify what is a certain common ground. You can have multiple facts that are parallel, but have a common ground, come up with a common ground for the whole group. So I find personally more interesting the aspect of identifying how people communicate, like how do they talk about properties, how do they decide what is a good property, what is not. And this is there, of course, because you can take the dump of something, but especially for social scientists, I think it's quite hard to get used to these kind of data things. So I don't know if this is the best round to discuss things like that, but I find it's just one of the more interesting parts of Wikidata.
Actually, I agree. I think that one of the most interesting things is how the vocabulary that is used to describe the entities in Wikidata evolves, right? Or at least for me, that is kind of fascinating on not only how it evolves, but how it How can you propose new things to make it converge towards a unified standard? And I think that that's certainly a research challenge as well.
So then I would love to see more votes on property proposals and more discussions. And so everybody in this room, please feel invited to participate in those discussions, because there are a lot of property proposals that don't really receive a lot of discussion. And so if we are all making that part of how we edit Wikidata and at least going to the property proposals area of Wikidata sometimes and voting on some of those and contributing to the discussions, I think that will make that whole process even more rich. And if we can hold ourselves accountable to how we communicate in that in those discussions, then we can role model the behavior that we want to see so that we do not have this situation that Andra mentioned, which, you know, we don't even know right now how many people come to Wikidata and then get scared away because of how people are communicating with them. So we can all do that leadership.
Yeah, I would like to underscore that if you are involved in a heated discussion, then it's usually useful to just stay away for a while, because then some of the heat will go away on its own, and things you might have said in the heat are simply not said or written down. On the property proposals, I'm guilty of that as well, but I think for me the main reason is actually notifications don't work for me on Wikidata. I've edited millions of items, and so I get thousands of notifications, and even if I try to configure them anyway, it doesn't work, especially if I get notified via the Wiki project templates. You never really know where you're mentioned in a particular edit. It just tells you you're mentioned on that page and things like that. So that's a whole different topic, but it smells like a problem to me.
Just wanted to add something I was discussing with one of the guys from the development team today. It would be great actually to have discussions attached to statements. So for instance, if you're in a property or, I don't know, in an item, which is a class, you have a discussion attached to a determined statement, you can identify, also for researcher, for me, it would be great to be able to study that people discuss not about the property in general, but about whether a property was symmetric or not, whether a property was a transitive property or not, because this is the most interesting thing. You could be able to look directly at the issues that are the most debated. And I don't know if this thing is feasible, at least easily, but it would be a great feature to have.
Well, GitHub has it, basically.
Ah, oh, yeah, well.
So it's feasible.
I want to end with a bang. And I was wondering, in Wikisite last year, in May, there was a very interesting discussion to introduce Q0. And so Q1 is universe, and Q0 would be void. And I was wondering where the discussion is going, and if we want to have that to express non-existence.
There goes the night.
Just reiterating from May, it's not my idea, but I think it's good if we can in some ways have Q0 for FOID.
What about negatives?
No, that's not FOID.
An irrational number.
Well, the other argument back then was, we have, what do you do with multi-universe?
Yeah.
Parallel universe.
Thank you.